Thank you so very much for joining me here today for a little bit of delightful, mentally confounding play. Well, at least that's the goal. To leave one's mind a little bit mixed up, confused, and altogether amused, ideally. Just a simple induction, really. An introduction into a confusion induction. Well, that's a little bit redundant, but that's okay. Because I'm about to let loose and play with your mind. I promise, it will certainly be a fun way to unwind. So, let's get it started. Before we get too distracted by any possibility of thought, it's better we just take everything inside your mind and shake it around a little bit. Because, well, that's the best way to get a confusion induction. Most people would like to hand you something interesting, like a mathematical solution or problem, but you see, that gives the brain something to latch onto, a piece of information to be processed. But that's the thing, a task is different than just utter junk data handed to you by a creator. Half rhymes in time? Why yes, of course, happily I would like to give you something to ponder. My voice? No, that would be too easy. Spoken words handed one after the other, and a spew of information fired from one to the other, that would be something else, entirely another. The goal to overwhelm there would be, I believe, an overload induction. So why don't you come with me and see what happens when you get confused and you stop being able to tell when the starting and the beginning and the began and, well, when the end of the induction might have been. Because the important concept in this process is to spin. I don't know if spinning is really the right word, though. Because spinning words weaves them together into a cohesive story, when in reality here what we're doing a little bit more is like taking a toy, a bouncy ball, if you will, throwing it off a wall, letting your mind spin and twist and move in unpredictable manners, giving you different pieces of data and information to process through it, and all the while having quite bad manners because I refuse to follow and stick to my sentiment. It's rather rude and crass of me, but I mean, confusing people intentionally has to be, isn't that the case? There's so many different ways to do it, though. I suppose I could hand you information that's junk data again, like I did before, and spin it around once more, and give you a different piece to examine. I'm sure you've been already thinking, where exactly am I hiding the knife? When am I going to make my move and steal your thoughts? Well, I promise not to. I'll just be interesting in all these different ways. I'll sing a tune that sounds rather, well, odd and strange and disjointed, because it won't leave you feeling disappointed. It's something that builds up in time, a piece of information to unwind, just like you've been doing, slowly unraveling yourself in an attempt to understand my goals and aspirations. My, that's a mighty large goal for you to examine. Are you sure that's what you want to do? Oh, you claim you're not thinking about it. Well, that's fine for me. I suppose I would just want to keep you off balance, put you up on your toes. It's not exactly like I have a specific outcome in mind. Or do I? Oh, right, that's it. Returning to the theme yet again, to unwind. Then again, I guess a trance is more about fixation, so I guess I have your focus by now. So, honestly, why are you paying attention to anything else when you could listen to this and lose track of that? And as you find this in your way, you certainly won't begin to enjoy anything else other than this play. That makes sense, right? Relaxation wasn't the goal here. The goal was quite simple. The desire that we held was really nothing too difficult to examine for you. Really, it isn't. Just focus, fixate, listen, and don't attempt to create a cohesive vision. I mean, you could if you wanted to, but it'd be like trying to piece together an entire jumbled alphabet thrown together with everything from, I don't know, let's see. Oh, I know, a lizard's toe to an elephant's bow. You could take all the gibberish you wanted to and hand it to the mind, because our brains are great at processing data, and that's why, to help you unwind, I'd rather just give you a bunch of junk, because it's hard to place it correctly in your mind. So why bother when you could listen to my voice? It's a lot more enjoyable of a noise than it is understandable at this particular time. As you begin to notice, it'll have a flow in its own rhyme. It doesn't matter really what I say, because it will continue to play across your mind's eye. See? It's so much easier to grab onto me when I tell you that all you have to do is enjoy the soothing sounds of these syllables slipping through between me and you. That's it. Sibilant, soft, sweet, smooth, simple, and so very easy to focus on. Isn't that right? I mean, it's a lot more enjoyable than trying to figure out what I'm up to tonight. Because logic dictates that there should be a particular structure to a trance. After all, there's an intro, there's a beginning, a middle, and end. But I don't really think there's much fun in constructing something that makes sense when all my goals are to confuse each and everyone. Though, I won't deny, rhyme has its own sort of logic. But you can take whatever you want and stick it together, as long as it does so. And what that would say about what I'm planning to do today, or have been doing today, or were I, was I, who knows, it doesn't really matter, because I continue to play. With words, they don't have to connect in a logical manner to sound so wonderful. And that's what's so enjoyable about doing this sort of thing. It leaves one attempting to process, and attempting to understand, that which only has one demand, to listen and fixate and focus and fall. Not a difficult concept, one that can be constructed. A lot might expect a confusion induction, to rely on a particular method, some sort of construction to its central core, but I personally adore letting it unspool and unwind, break apart in my mind, like a poorly built Lego construction. It's almost as if there was no framework. There wasn't a plan, just a jumble of colored pieces put together. And that's kind of something that's enjoyable at times. It can be so disjointed, though, that it leaves one's mind desperately looking for some sort of support and structure, and that's why I asked you just to listen a while, to let my voice smoothly style these words together for you to enjoy. Not a difficult task, really. And that's why you've already begun to do it, because I'm sure you've already realized that there isn't much point in trying to surmise what it is exactly I have in plan for you and I, because there isn't a plan and there won't be one coming anytime soon, so it's easier just to enjoy that sweet, soft set of words. Those sibilant syllables, as I said earlier. I mean, there's a woven theme in the longer scheme, a sine wave of in and out that has definitely got some form of theme, but it doesn't matter exactly what happens in between. And I could say there's a beginning, a middle, and end, but then I could just start talking to you normally like you're my friend. I always find that whenever one attempts to piece together the convoluted constructions that I create when I'm allowed to spill the weather, well, it does have a way of making one wonder if thought was really ever logical to have had or held in your mind. Wait, that grammar didn't make sense, you say to yourself as you listen to me, and of course that was the goal. And you can enjoy that, can't you? Because now you've realized there is no goal, there is no structure, there is no outcome other than to listen and enjoy, to fixate and focus on the sibilant syllables that pull and unwind and twist your mind in all the wonderful ways that I have, to gently pull, to gently push and prod, to mold and shape, to break and unmake, or maybe in this case, to just hodgepodge together something that seems to have localized moments of sanity within, and overall makes absolutely no sense and is honestly really only a lyrical din. But that's honestly the best part about just an ad hoc confusion induction. No point in attempting to construct something, just enjoying yourself, being on a ride with my mouth and my mind, because the connection therein is quite simple and absolute, with absolutely no buffer time. It simply spills out. Readout paper from a computer, data being spat onto a blue screen of death, information that certainly hasn't been processed, and yet it's intriguing because it comes out in such a wonderfully softly spoken way, and it intrigues you to know if there is some overarching interplay between all the mechanisms at work, and maybe there is, by the instinctual concepts that are intermittently interspersed by the very fact that I've learned to speak words in a certain way that has, well, a delightful way of playing with one's mind. So, I'm sure you've begun to unwind. After all, that was a theme that I established within this dream. It's one that I started building midway through. Referencing back to the front to you, there wasn't a goal at the beginning, but now there's been one in the middle. Does that mean that I lied to you? No, not at all. It's organic, after all, and that's the joy of this confusing, convoluted contraption of words. It is quite the attraction to expect something to go a certain way, and in a way it evolves into something else, a different type of word interplay. It's enjoyable, honestly, because At the end, you're completing your goal, which is just to listen and enjoy the words that were spoken, the thoughts that were given, the ideas that were spread, the mimetic information within my head, replicated to your own, and maybe each will practice in their own way. That's the enjoyment of a confusion induction. To just let go of expectation, to no longer expect anything because you've just been given junk data for quite some time. But you know what? After all the things that don't make sense that have piled up in your mind, those words that have been stated that had no absolute connections, no overarching theme, those pieces of this wild and dancing little dream, if I was to tell you to simply let go and sink and slip and drip and drop, as so many others might have said, well, it might feel so good in your head because now you don't have to hold that tension up above. You can just go. You can just fall and plummet and just wonderfully relax. No more attempting to hold it together. Just letting yourself fall as light as a feather, fluttering down with side to side and up and down and all around. The motion of the words, no longer a commotion in you. No. It's calm, it's comfortable, and it's relaxed. Though you might have the occasional thought, a contemplation that just cracks through and shines light into you. That's all right. It doesn't matter if it's dappled sunlight in the bottom of a forest or the darkest places. Well, the space is trance, regardless, listening, focused on the interesting possibilities spewed out of my intellectual eruption. Though that does sound a little bit lewd. I do have a kink for corruption, but I don't think that's exactly what's making the shape of this particular state, no. You're listened, you're focused, and you're fixated, and I've dropped into a more relaxed flow, which gives you something to latch onto, even if I'm mentally making you stub your toe by handing you things that don't make sense continuously. But that's okay, because sometimes the truth comes through as plain as day. The simple fact of it is, why don't you just relax and sink and slip and drip and drop into the soft, syrupy, sweet, sibilant syllables? Trance begets trance, and confusion certainly takes out any particular expectations. So why worry about what comes next and just relax? Because now I think you've earned it. After all of these silly little cracks, all of these different little adorable things that have gone and whacked into those mental processors of yours, those attempts to understand for so long what exactly it is that I'm up to. So why not just get comfortable, let your body shift and slumber, slip away from the world around you, let the interplay between mind and body distance, let the words gently glide across your thoughts. And enjoy yourself for a little while as you relax. That's it. You've been doing such a good job trying to process and understand all the nonsense I've been handing to you. All those silly things that I've said. And you deserve to have some calm inside your sweet, darling head. You've earned it after all. Putting up with all of this makes it easier to fall, doesn't it? Why work so hard when you've already earned it? You can enjoy it now, haven't you already begun to? Isn't it already something that's begun to win you over? That possibility of relaxation, that possibility of comfort, of predictable outcome, no need to process, just let it flow within. Because right now, you can. You don't need to understand. Because understanding was obviously simply too much. And now, given the opportunity to have simple command, it's easier to let them in, to allow yourself. Of course, knowing that if anything occurs during the entirety of this experience, you will be able to easily rise and deal with it, to be awake and wide-eyed and conscious once more. And of course, if anything I say happens to be disagreeable or not something you wish to do in your play, again, let yourself reject it, flow away from it, wake up. And be conscious. However, if not, and you are enjoying it, looking forward to it, wanting to experience it more, then just sink into the sensations, imagine them increasing, allow them to grow over you, and at whatever rate they might expand, you can follow these simple commands to get comfortable, to listen and fixate and focus, to not let the space outside intrude unless it is necessary. to allow your body to become distant until the words are all the interplay within and you and out. The words that fill you up. The words that pass through you. The words that come out into the world. The world being, in this case, a momentary shared agreement between us in this space. Nothing else can matter for just a little while in this respite between then and now. See? Not exactly difficult. I mean, I guess it was for a while, but now it's so calm, so easy to just sit and listen for second after moment after time, because it's calm inside your mind, at long last relaxing from the stilted, disjointed chaos you were given. Because now, I promise, it will certainly be logically driven. You can enjoy that. You can earn it by just slipping away into it. Knowing, of course, that if you're in a safe, comfortable place and you desire to slip into that trance-like space, that wonderful thing we've created together, that you will, and you have the ability to remember it, to channel it, to welcome it, to cultivate it, to grow it. We might have reached it a specific way today, and that might be a particular type of play, but that doesn't deny you the ability to understand what you are experiencing and to use the power of your mind to rebuild it again so you can unwind and take a little break with any other file that you might want to listen to that suits your particular desire. Yes. See? We've cultivated something here together, and this chaos has sprouted the possibility for more trances intensely driven from this particular moment and able to carry over into others when you want them. So even if their inductions might not be as wonderfully chaotic, they will grow stronger because you've learned this skill, even if you learned it in a way you never expected to. An overspilling of data flooding over, and, well, all of it was junk, and yet it still has a charm to it, a charm that let you get wrapped up in that trance-like focus of trying to understand. So now, why don't we drift back to the world of the waking, so that you can explore elsewhere and enjoy other things, soon, or, well, really whenever you like. So take a moment to breathe in nice and deep for me. Run a little bit of a check through that body. Feel your limbs, your arms, your legs, your hands, your feet, your head, your chest. Breathe deeply. Allow yourself that opportunity to slowly drift back to reality, to become aware and conscious once more, to be here, to be present in the room that you're in, taking a moment to shake off all of the silliness that we've just been through, knowing that you can go back again to this particular point in time if you want, or use it as a springboard to get into other things. You know, really, learning to trance in all the ways one can is applicable in all the different pursuits you might have in regards to these files and others like them. Because even if an induction doesn't necessarily line up with what you're comfortable with, i.e. maybe relaxation inductions are just too boring for you, if you learn to send yourself there, then if the file interests you, you can overcome that and still enjoy it. That's the power you have as a subject. And never forget that. You also have control and power in this space. It's something I want to remind everyone of. Thank you again so very much for listening. I really do appreciate it. It means a lot to me that so many lovely people enjoy listening to my work. And if you also are a fan of this and would like to see more of it, please do consider checking out my Patreon, because it's the only reason I'm able to record these files with such frequency and quality.